Hello, welcome back to the Shaping Little Minds podcast. I am so excited to have you here. So we'll dive into a little life update and then get into today's sponsor. And from there, we will dive into today's episode. So, serious question. Have you ever taken a day to just live life? No alternative purpose, like getting work done or taking care of household responsibilities, just truly taking a day to live your life outside of the stress at work and taking the time off of social media. So, to be completely honest, I started to get into this rut of feeling not good enough and started going back to feeling like productivity equals my worth. And I would usually have spiraled, but instead, I took a day to focus on my mindset and where I was putting all my energy, and then took the next day off. And if you've never done something like this, I highly recommend it. You have no idea how amazing it felt. And if you have no idea what you do on a day like this, you're in the right place. All right, let's dive in to today's podcast sponsor. This is a place where you get individualized support, a learning portal to dive into at your own pace, and access to resources and to me as your coach. One-on-one coaching is here and has been here to meet your needs so that you can go from feeling overwhelmed, questioning your teaching abilities, and lost to feeling confident in yourself and confident in your teaching skills. Here's everything you need to know about the program. The program currently runs for 12 weeks or 3 months. Teachers have a learning portal that they can dive into at their own pace. You get 4 60-minute calls each month for 3 months. Recaps and recordings of each coaching call are available. Review of any classroom work. So, if you have procedures that you want me to go over, or rules and routines, or lesson plans, that is something that is included. Plus, you have 24/6 Voxer access. Voxer is a free messaging app. So, in between each of our calls, if you have wins, or frustrations, or questions, you can message me through there, whether that's voice note or a text message, your choice. So the cost of the program right now is $9.97, and you have three payment options for it. You can pay in full if that is something that you can swing. You can pay $333 over the course of 3 months, or you can pay $167 over the course of 6 months. Now, I want to just say that my clients have seen tremendous growth and success within this program. It is a program like no other in education, but specifically in early education. And I'm going to tell you this right now, prices will go up next month. As of January 1st, 2024, the prices go up. So do not miss your chance to get in at this price point. You can fill out the application with the link in the description below. Once you've applied, I will personally message you to let you know whether or not you're a good fit, and then get on our initial call and create a three-step plan that can ignite your love for teaching and create the life that you never thought possible. If you have any questions, you can always send me a DM on Instagram at Shaping Little Minds Podcast, literally at any time. Let's get into today's podcast episode. Hey there, Adva here. I am so excited to welcome you to the Shaping Little Minds podcast, where we help support and mentor early childhood teachers inside the classroom. This is a place where we dive into classroom management, growth mindset, professional learning, and so much more. I'm an early childhood teacher who saw a huge gap in how early childhood educators were supported inside the classroom. I created this platform in order to help teachers feel confident, supported, and develop a sense of trust in their teaching. Let's make teaching exciting again. So, if you've been consumed in your teaching career and feel like you've lost a part or all of who you are outside of the classroom, this is the perfect episode for you to tune into and even potentially take notes. The first thing I want to talk about are your thoughts. How are you talking to yourself each day? What do you hear when you look in the mirror? If you've ever heard someone say that your mindset creates your reality, or you even heard me say it, I'm going to explain it in more depth. When you have negative thoughts swirling around in your head that you believe to be true, you're basically giving yourself what's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. So let me give you a real-life example. 2022 was one of the hardest years to date for me. It was a really low point in my life that helped me grow into who I've become and who I continue to work toward becoming. But I hated myself so much so that I actually made everyone around me miserable. Honestly, I didn't realize it at the time, but this is me looking back. I told myself I wasn't worthy of being successful in business. I told myself I wasn't pretty. I told myself I wasn't lovable. I told myself that my life sucked no matter what I did. These thoughts didn't get me anywhere. It only put me in a more desperate mode, always seeking new things that I thought would make my life better and make me feel better about myself. And to be very clear, these thoughts were far from the truth, but these are the thoughts that I believe to be true about my life and about my business and about myself. It is important to understand that not all thoughts are the absolute truth. It's important to decipher what thought is fact and what isn't. An exercise you can do to help coach yourself on those thoughts is the following. First and foremost, write down any negative thoughts that come into your head on a consistent basis, so you know exactly what those thoughts look like and what those thoughts sound like. Once you have those thoughts written down, I want you to ask yourself, is this absolutely true? And if it's not, I want you to write down why that specific thought isn't actually true. And you can do this for each thought that comes to mind. The next piece of this identity shift is behavior. It is the actions that you take to create the identity you want outside of the classroom. So the first thing I did when I decided that my thoughts weren't going to consume me and that I was going to change my life for the better is I got the support that I needed. I hired a business coach to help me work through my mindset and start to love the business I was building rather than resenting and hating it. Not only that, I hired a life coach to help support me in my life so that I could create a life that I loved. And I have to say that without that support, I truly wouldn't be where I am today. Of course, I have lots more I want to do in life and in business, but investing in support was the best thing I could have done for myself. So my question to you is, what action will you take first in order to create the life you want outside of teaching? What action will you take in order to get the support that you need inside the classroom? And last but not least, I want to talk about habits. It's easy to want to stack more habits into our day-to-day, but you know what's really hard? Changing habits that do more harm than good can be truly hard to break because they become somewhat of an addiction. For example, I had a habit of checking my phone, and as soon as I unlocked it, I would automatically go into Instagram. It became an addiction to social media. As I was building my business to mentor and coach teachers and posting more consistently, I always wanted to see if my posts, how my posts were doing. How many likes would I get? How many views? Would anyone decide to follow my account because of those posts? It was literally the worst thing I could have done for my mental health. Do you want to know how I broke the habit? I delete the app off my phone every night and put my phone far away from me after I post so I don't keep going back to it. I also remind myself that a social media post says nothing about my business or me. Something I'm working on now in order to form a good habit is how I spend my Sundays. I used to always either busy myself with work or sit at home bored with no idea what to do next. That version of me is moving toward better habits, and that means that Sunday will be spent doing things to propel me forward, to prepare me for the week ahead. And I'm not talking work. I've named it Reset Sundays. So I could clean the house. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant, but honestly, I do best with a clean and organized house. I do any laundry that needs to get done so that I have clean sheets or clothing or both for the week. I do a really great workout to get my mindset in the right place and even clean the fridge for the coming week to make sure that I don't have anything that is spoiling in the fridge and any leftovers that need to be thrown out. You get the gist. Habits are what drive you to create a better life for yourself. Habits are what enable you to feel successful inside the classroom. So before we wrap this up, let me do a little recap. Teaching can be all-consuming, and it's important that as teachers we maintain our identity outside of the classroom. There are various aspects of finding yourself, but there are three main points we discussed in this episode. Number one, thoughts. What thoughts we deem reality and how that can affect our everyday life in and out of the classroom. Number two, behaviors. To be able to create the identity we want outside of the classroom, we have to take action. And that can be messy action. We have to be willing to ask for help. So, what actions are you taking to get to know yourself again? What actions are you taking to change the circumstances you are in right now? And lastly, habits. Good and bad habits are formed every day. But what habits are to your detriment, and how will you change those habits? You can learn all of this and more inside of my one-on-one coaching program. Plus, I have something coming in January that you're going to want in on. The sole focus is elevating your life outside of the classroom. And I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Past and current coaching clients will get first dibs, so you do not want to miss this. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you could share this episode with your teacher friends, leave a review, or just share the episode on Instagram and tag me, I always love to connect with you. Keep learning, growing, and becoming your best teacher self. I am so proud of you. See you next time, teachers.